Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here from ConnieReaganGreen.com with another call in the podcast series. This is Online Marketing Tips for New and Newer Online Entrepreneurs. And today, as promised, I'm going to be talking about how you can actually earn money by attending live events, how to write a full-length book over the next few weeks, and much, much more. If you are on the main page that I use for these calls, before I send them over to iTunes as a podcast, that's at AskConnieAnything.com, you'll see that I have some special links. So one link is to Jimmy D. Brown's brand new program. He's a legend on the internet. He's been online for about 20 years now, coming up on 20 years anyway. And his new site is at connieloves.me/earncome. So instead of income, it's earncome, E-A-R-N-C-O-M-E. Also, I have something brand new I'm going to be doing. I have it at connieloves.me/surprise. And if you go there, you'll see what I have today. I'll change it at least once a week. It'll be something that's time-sensitive, so not something that's evergreen, like EarnCome, I'm assuming, will be evergreen for several years, as Jimmy D. Brown's things tend to be. So connieloves.me/EarnCome for Jimmy D. Brown, connieloves.me/surprise to see this week's surprise. All right, let's talk about attending live events and even hosting your own events. I'm going to go into more detail on this and how you can actually earn money by doing either of these. The first live event that I attended was Big Seminar, which was a huge deal back in the day, and it was in April of 2008. So I had been online for 2 years. I had not gone to any other marketing events out of town because they were costly. Back then, the price of a ticket was $1,000 to $2,000. Then you had to fly, somehow get to that destination. It was in Atlanta, and I live in the Los Angeles area, so I had to fly across the country, and also I had to get a hotel room. So with everything together, it was about $2,500 for me to make that trip, and I was there for 4 days, or five days, I guess, and I was really scared going in because I thought, gee, $2,500, will I be able to recoup any of this with information that I learn or people I might connect with? And, of course, there are no promises, no guarantees. And I thought, well, I have to go ahead and go and just see what's happening and see if that's going to be a possibility for me or if I'm going to just start going to events when I can and as I start earning more money, see how I can help monetize my own business by what I'm doing there. So I arrive in Atlanta. I had met somebody on the internet who was also going, so I was going to share a room with her. This woman was a complete stranger except for knowing her on the internet, so that was scary, but I met her and she was very nice and we shared the room, so I saved a little bit on the cost of that. And here I was at this event and there were about 2,000 people there. Armin Morin held a number of big seminars over the years. I have a great history with Big Seminar after initially going, but I want to share this story with you today. And here I was, and I really only knew about three people. None of them I had ever met in person before. I knew the lady I was rooming with, and I knew two other people who would be attending that I would get to know over that long weekend. So I was there Friday through Monday. Well, on the first day, I met some other people because when you go and sit down, you're in these long rows. They have it classroom style, so there are tables, and you sit down at the seat in front of the table and make friends with the people in front and behind and to the left and to the right. And some of these people actually on the first day asked me about what I was doing. And so I already was making some money. I was working very, very hard behind my computer at my home in Santa Clarita. That was the only home I had at the time. I was not yet spending any more than a few hours every couple of weeks up in Santa Barbara, so I did not have a home there. And I told them what I was doing, and they asked me for some recommendations. And I said, well, would you mind if I gave you an affiliate link? And they said, oh, no, that's fine. That's fine, because I said I do some affiliate marketing. So I gave them some links to a few things that I had been involved in that were working well for me. And also I told them about a couple of courses that I already had. So I had a few things of my own, but nothing spectacular, nothing big. but I did share what I was doing. On Saturday, I met some more people, and on Sunday, I met some more people. And by Monday, I had decided to join Armin Morin's group and be part of his AM2 program. And on Monday, so it was the fourth day of the event then, if you had joined the program, you were invited to stay that day for some training where you were going to jump right in and do the training. Well, it was on Monday that I got notification in my email that I had made some affiliate sales. I had made affiliate sales of the things I had recommended. People I had met at the event had actually followed through and purchased some things I was recommending. By the time I got home late Monday night and throughout the next few days, I continued to make money based on what I had recommended from the heart, things that were working for me, various people's courses and programs, this type of thing, as well as a couple of my own programs that people had purchased. I earned back more than the $2,500, and it didn't even take 7 days to do this. And I've written about this in a couple of my books. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about going to an event, and it can be something local, it can be something further away. What is it that you could share with other people, just in the way that I'm telling you, and I'm going to go on and go into more detail about this. What is it that you love, that you are benefiting from? Because in my book, you know, Huge Profits with Affiliate Marketing, I talk about only recommending the things that you use and love and have benefited from and continue to benefit from. So how could you do that? Also, what are some things that you have to offer? So now I'm going to tell you about Jeff Hoff. Jeff and I are good friends. We do business together. He's with me in Hunter's Moon Publishing. We've co-authored 2 books, and we have a wonderful, wonderful business and friendship relationship. And when Jeff went to an event, and I met him in 2009, so at some point a year and then on after that, I told Jeff what I was doing, and I said, Jeff, what could you offer people that are here? So Jeff is a writer by trade, an excellent one, and he thought about it, and he decided that he would listen to the people that he met on the first day and see what he could offer. What is their pain point? What is it that they need that they don't have that he could provide? And it turned out it was simple sales letters. People said, well, yeah, I have a product, but I really don't know how to sell it. I don't know how to write sales copy to get a page up on the internet so that people know what it is I'm selling, what I have to offer, and how to set that all up with the technology. Well, Jeff knows how to do the writing, and he knows how to do the technology. So he offered that for people. He made people an outrageous offer. He offered them for several hundred dollars the opportunity to have him write as many sales pages of copy as they needed during the next 12 months, knowing that some people would not have anything, other people would have one or maybe 2 products that needed to have a sales letter, and other people, and he had a couple of these, would have many, many things. He made thousands of dollars that weekend at that 3-day event. So I have seen this in myself and with Jeff, and now I've seen it with other people over the years. If you have something to offer. Some of my own clients come to my events, and partly the reason I'm talking about this today is my event, my online marketing incubator live, is coming up in Los Angeles, October 2nd through 4th. I do it twice a year. I'll be doing it again in the spring of 2016. I've seen my own clients come to my event and get what they need from the other people there. One client goes to a variety of events, and she does sponsorships. She needs to give away tickets so that people will come, they get a free ticket, and that way she's not charged so much for the sponsorship. She's picked up quite a few clients at my events, and it's with my blessing always. So I want you to think long and hard. What is it that you could do that would end up paying for your trips? Because as soon as I realized what had happened with me, I knew I would do whatever I had to do to start going to lots of events. I have now been, since 2008, to more than 80 live events, and yes, about 15 of those are mine. The rest are somebody else's. I've been to them throughout the United States, in Canada, in the UK, and in Finland. So you can do this. So now I'm going to talk about hosting events. I didn't think of myself as someone who hosted events until 2009, when Dr. Jeanette Cates and I began hosting events, co-hosting. I had met her that Monday following Big Seminar in Atlanta a year before. We became friends. We decided to do business together, and we started doing events. And it was a lot of fun. We did 5 events over about 2.5 years before we decided not to do any more. And then within about a year, I started doing events on my own. And the truth is, those were not the first events that I co-hosted. I co-hosted local events in Santa Clarita before I ever went to Big Seminar. And I never even thought of it that way. The people who owned the radio station in Santa Clarita had asked me if I would come and talk to a group of small business owners about new things being blogging and social media. Very, very new things in 2007. And I had just been online a year, and I was starting to jump in with all of these things. And I said yes. And so we rented out a small community theater that held about, I think it holds about 200 people. We had about a dozen people or so, maybe 15. And I talked to them. I shared my information with a group of people. Some of those people ended up hiring me to do small business marketing for them. So the truth is, those were the early events, and we went on and did a few more of those, and some of them were similar and some of them were a little different after that. But you can gather a few people together. When I visit a city, I like to hold a mastermind. I did it most recently in Denver. Whenever I have time, I like to do that. You don't charge the people anything. You invite them to come. And believe it or not, you'll do business with those people. It will be mutually beneficial. So I want you to think about attending live events and hosting your own live events. And remember, it doesn't have to be 2,000 people at the big seminar all the way across the country. It can be much smaller. It can be in the city where you live, and you can have a handful of people. It's okay. If you'd like to come to my event, and the page will still be up afterwards, it'll just change to the one for next spring, just go to theonlinemarketingincubator.com. Make sure you put the in the front. Theonlinemarketingincubator.com. All right. So if you have any questions and you're live on the call, type them in. And I see that we have various people here on the call. Put in your website, and I will give you a shout-out. Ron Tester is here, and he lives outside of Dallas. Outside of Dallas, I believe it is. And so I would like to give him a shout-out. Good. And Tom Welch is here, Adrian Dupree. Adrian, I know her site. It's Leave the Corporate World Behind. So other than that, when the call is live, it's at AskConnieAnything.com, and you can go over there and put in your information so I can give you a shout-out, because within a few hours, it takes about 3 hours or so, I've now tested that, it ends up over on iTunes, and there, all of your information that I share, as well as the information I'm sharing about my own business, is there for posterity and prosperity. I like that little play on words. Okay, let's talk about writing a full-length book in just a few weeks. I have done this a number of times. The last book I wrote, Write, Publish, Prosper, was actually written in just a few weeks, and that's the book that teaches the exact process. So I'm going to give you the nuts and bolts of that because 2 days ago, I just finished my 12th book, once again, doing it in a few weeks. It took me about 5 weeks. And I never spent more than 2 hours in any single day writing, and I didn't write 7 days a week. So it can be done, and it's a full-length book. It's 33,000-plus words, 141 pages. So you can do this. The key is having a tight outline. I was someone who resisted the idea of outlining for years. I just didn't want to do it. I couldn't figure out how to do it well. When I finally did it, things got going. So this book I've just finished is called Book, Blog, Broadcast, The Trifecta of Entrepreneurial Success. And it will be available on Amazon for sure by the end of September, but coming up pretty soon. Today is September 21st, so it will be available before we hit October. And that's very exciting. So, in the outline, you are going to divide your book into sections. I typically have 4 or 5 sections. I then further divide each section into a minimum of 2 chapters. So it may have 2 or 3 or 4 chapters. And then each of those chapters I further divide into subsections. And each subsection, think of it as an article that you're writing on that topic for that chapter. And it will have about 500 words or so. This has worked out so well. So I start and I title the Word document that I'm using for my outline, I title it Notes. I have the title of the book, so this one was Book, Blog, Broadcast, Notes. And I start putting the information that I want to include in the book. Then I divide it into the sections. Then I divide those sections into the chapters. Then I divide those chapters into the subsections. So I think of it this way. Because I was in real estate for many years. I'm still a broker in the state of California. Haven't done it actively for almost 10 years now, except for 1 or 2 friends or family members and for myself. I don't work with anybody else. When you move into a new house, when you bring the boxes through the door, the easiest way to do this move is to know what you're bringing in, what's in the box. So maybe the box is labeled bathroom, and you immediately take it to the bathroom where it belongs. You don't even set it down in the living room or the kitchen or a bedroom or any place else. It needs to go to the bathroom. The same with boxes that are labeled kitchen. They need to go directly into the kitchen. Because that way, when you begin to unpack, you will have the items that you need for that room of the house in that room, in that box. So that's how my mind works when I think of organizing my book. I want things to go in a certain place. Now, once in a while, I put a topic that ends up being a chapter in a section that quickly I realize it's in the wrong section. It's in the wrong room of the house. So all I do is move it. I just rearrange it. That's all. It can be done. Then you must be disciplined. I'm disciplined to the point that I know that I need to write most every day, and I know that that's when my mind is the sharpest. I'm wide awake between about 6:30 in the morning and about 11. That's when I do 90% of the work for my business. If it's afternoon, like it is now, it's 3:18 p.m. Pacific time, this is not a time that I would do any writing. I might have ideas, and I might write some ideas down, but I won't do the actual writing because my mind isn't the sharpest. All right, Cynthia Charlene has joined us. She is from the Dallas area, and her site is breakfreefromclutter.com. So thank you so much for joining us. All right, so those are my tips on writing a full-length book. If you do this and stay focused and stay disciplined and organized, you'll knock that book out in 4 or 5, 6 weeks. Should not take you any longer. And the book doesn't even need to be as long as mine. I always say that this is for books from 20 to 40,000. And sometimes I have people write other sections. This time, I only had the foreword written. That was 1,100 words. So over 32,000 words were my writing, because that's the only other person that has done any writing for that book. So you can do this. And also, I believe that if you take a break from writing, if you write like crazy for a week or two and then stop, it will be much harder to go back to it weeks or months later. It's almost like you're starting from scratch again. So write that book straight through and be willing to give an hour a day, at least 5 days a week, to the writing. Something I did this time, I wanted to stretch myself a little further. My goal usually is to write 500 to 1,000 words a day. In the beginning, I like to write 1,000 words a day, so I get 10,000 words. Then I go down to 500 words. This time, I made my goal 2,000 words a day in the beginning. It was difficult. It was a challenge. My mind kind of locked up and said, no, 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 there are no more words there. I have no more ideas. I pushed through that, and finally I was able to do 2,000 words, and it didn't feel like anything different than when I do 1,000 words. So that's why I was writing 90 minutes to 2 hours some of those days. so you can do exactly the same thing. All right, I'm going to talk again about the different things I'm recommending, and think of them as the products that are sponsoring today's podcast. So one, there's free training at the top of the page. It's Jimmy D. Brown's new site and new training. It's fantastic. I bought it very early on before he even had affiliates. It's at connieloves.me/earncome, E-A-R-N-C-O-M-E. So read through the page, but you may not be ready for a program like this. This is a one-year program that's still under $100, but maybe you're not quite ready for that. If so, just download the MP3 and the special report and see what you think of that. Jimmy D. Brown continues to be someone that over-delivers. He's brilliant. I'm proud to call him my friend. After a couple of years on the internet, he began emailing me. He saw that I was buying his materials. I was becoming an affiliate for them. And we email back and forth fairly regularly. He asked me what I think about things. And I tell him, and sometimes I ask him what he thinks about something that I'm doing. So we have that wonderful relationship, and it's been quite amazing what he's been able to do. The other thing that I'm recommending for today is I want you to be surprised. I'm going to do this every week. Go to connieloves.me/surprise, and you will see what I have there. So I won't even mention what it is on the call because these calls are evergreen, but if you're looking right now, it would be time sensitive. So what I am showing today won't be around in a few days. All right, so that's what I have upcoming. The live event, the onlinemarketingincubator.com, my new book, book, blog, broadcast, the trifecta of entrepreneurial success. I also do regular retreats in Santa Barbara. I have one coming up. I do those 4 or 5 times a year. I have a variety of clients that come in. I have some people that work privately with me, and they come in 1 or 2 at a time and spend 2 or 3 days typically. This time, I have people from my online incubator coming, and we'll be a group of 5, and we'll be together for 5 days. I love doing it in Santa Barbara, the most beautiful city in the world. I've been to many, many places now, and I can honestly say that. It has that combination of being right at the beach and having the mountains right there behind us. And I would like to have you at one of those retreats. Sometimes I sell a spot to the retreat to people who are not in my groups. And I typically do that when I speak at live events. So that's something you may want to ask me about. All right. Any other questions about what you are doing? These calls are for you. And I want to make sure that I've answered all questions. It looks like I have people are asking about what the surprise is. Well, you have to click on the link and see. And Diane is asking about Jimmy D. Brown. Didn't he leave internet marketing? No, he changed what he was doing. As his son got a little older, his son is 13 or 14 now, he decided that they were going to move. They were in Arkansas. They moved from Arkansas over to Nebraska, which my geography is not great, but I know those states are not too far apart. But the reason they moved is because Jimmy was going to be a pastor in a church in outside of Omaha, Nebraska. And he was able to do that, still do his business. He works, I would guess, 10 to 15 hours a week and still makes 6 figures. 6 figures a year goes a long way in the Midwest. It wouldn't go quite as far in California, but it's still good money. It's still more money than I ever made as a classroom teacher. When I left teaching in 2006 is when I actually finished the school year and resigned from the school district, I was making $74,000 a year. So to be able to make 6 figures, and I was working long hours. I was working to make that money. I worked 40, 45 hours a week typically, and then I did real estate in my part-time so that I could make a little bit more money to take me over $100,000 a year so that I could own a home and do some things that I wanted to do in Southern California that I couldn't do any other way because it was just my income. So Jimmy D. Brown made that switch. Instead of being online every day for many, many hours, he works just a few hours a day, and he teaches that in this new program. So I would highly recommend that you take a look at that if that's appealing to you, because everything he does is very, very simplistic but brilliant and easy to learn. The parts that you don't know, then say, that it's time to get your business going. All right, and Jude is saying that she received an email. No, that's not an email from me, but I did send an email to you earlier, Jude, because you will be at the Online Marketing Incubator live event. So look for that email. In brackets, it says TOMI, which stands for the Online Marketing Incubator. So look for that. I sent that this morning at about 11 o'clock Eastern time. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there. And you can always forward that email to me so I can take a look and see what you got. All right. I enjoy this time with you. I am here to serve you. I do these calls at least once a month. My goal is to do it twice a month. If you go to ConnieReaganGreen.com, you can see exactly what I'm doing. You can even listen to the call there in replay if you would like. But what I would really prefer is that you follow the link over to iTunes and subscribe to not only this podcast series, but my interview series. I just interviewed my good friend who I actually met that weekend in Atlanta in 2008, copywriter Michael Fortin. And I saw him recently. We were speaking at the same event up in Toronto, Canada, and he agreed that I could interview him for the podcast series. So I want you to listen to both. So enjoy your day. This is Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com.